Hi, this is Robin Thornhill. Thank you for joining us for podcast episode 49. Watch your words. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for the ability to know you, the privilege to serve you, the opportunity to share you with others, and the grace to command our future by choosing words that line up with your will and your purpose for our lives. May this podcast message inspire and transform. To you, God, be all the glory, honor, and praise. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. That's Proverbs 18:21. Words have power, and we can't ignore the importance of our words. The power to affect change with our mouths is one of the greatest gifts from the loving Father. And when we speak the words that make connection with God's will and plan for our lives, a powerful conception occurs and we actually birth the fruit of our lips. Our answered prayers are thus the result of what we consistently and persistently visualize, internalize, and verbalize. So today we're going to talk about three different approaches, 3 points. We're going to talk about how our words affect our plan, how our words affect our position, and how our words affect our prospection. Let's look at how our words create our plan. No one knows our thoughts until we open our mouths and share them. So when we begin to speak, we set the atmosphere with our words, our emotions, and our body language. And even the so-called throwaway words that we use, like I'm tired, I'm sad, I'm miserable, they make impact. Because speaking those words, those phrases, are establishing our plan. We're communicating to those around us and to ourselves what we want to see happen. The actual cells of our body can hear these words and they respond and say, okay, he or she wants to be sad and miserable. They want to be tired. So let's make it happen for them. This type of toxic language should be avoided at all costs. Because this type of language is establishing the plan. Next, let's look at how words establish our position. How many times have you heard, oh, I can't do that, that's too difficult, or excuses like you're too short, I'm too tall, I'm not educated? Listen, if you listened to last week's podcast, you heard Melvin talk about Mephibosheth, who was Jonathan's son. He talked about how Mephibosheth was injured during one of the wars. The maid or the nurse fell down on him and his legs became deformed. So his entire life, he grew up with a physical challenge. This physical challenge not only disabled his body, it disabled his mind. So Melvin talks about how Mephibosheth lived downtrodden in Lodabar, and he made a little, you know, quirky joke saying, Lodabar, below the bar, down on Grumble Street, Defeated Avenue, something like that. Well, you get what I mean. You're establishing your position when you say negative words and you have a negative belief system that is ruling your thought process. Mephibosheth's poor personal assessment was actually a self-imposed inferiority. Quick story. One of the richest women in the world was once told, you're too fat. You're not pretty. You're just not industry standard. This same woman went on to excel and became one of the most powerful and richest women in the world. I'm talking about Oprah Winfrey. Next point is very important. Prospection, our future. Our words will set the tone, set the direction for our future. We have to be very careful because we have to watch our words, watch what we say. What we say should reflect what we believe, so we say it, so we will possess it. And we have to learn how to make our words work in our favor. One of the most important ways to do this is to realize that Mark 11 says, you have what you say. So you've got to continuously saturate yourself in an atmosphere, personally and also with your associations. So one of the ways you can work on that is to strike out the negatives, negative thoughts, negative words, and finally, negative people. Now, think of your mouth as a temple, and you don't want trash in a temple. So don't have trash in your mouth. You need to eliminate gossip and telling mean jokes and negative communication, negative self-talk. That's an important way to clean up your act, clean up your mouth by making sure that you're watching every word you say. Now, in watching every word you say, you have to also be aware of the company that you keep, because a lot of times the folks that we are associating ourselves with or spending time with, they're helping us to keep some of this negative communication going, whether it's negative self-talk or saying negative things about other folks. So I have a couple of characters that I had once in a play. I'll tell you their names and their type of personalities. And these are the kind of so-called friends that probably need to be left in your before life. Drop Mixed Up Mark and Messy Millie. Mixed Up Mark and Messy Millie, they major in how to talk about things that don't make any sense at all. They're nonsensical talkers. They're narcissistic chatterers, if that's a word. They just keep it going by saying things that really just take up unnecessary headspace and energy. Drop Dizzy Donna and Dopey Dennis. These two people say whatever comes to their mind. They major in body shaming and being critical of everything and everybody. Then you have giddy gossips like Gail and Gatsby. They can't wait to get around you so they can spill the tea, throw the shade, and bring out the business of everybody else, the people down the street and around the corner. They're quick to tell you what everybody else is doing. So you have to watch out for these giddy gossips. Now, the final person is Negative Nancy or Negative Nimrod. That's right. People have actually named their children Nimrod. Why, I don't know. But anyway, these two folks have PhDs in gloom and doom. They have the art or the talent of promoting worst case scenarios. It's always what can't happen, what won't happen. Get away from that, because if you're going to watch your words, knowing that your words are going to position your life and they're going to either add to or subtract from your potential, you have to be careful with what you say and what you put out in the atmosphere. And make sure that what you're saying is connecting with what God is saying about you. The lenses he's looking through, those are the lenses you should be looking through. And just like Melvin said also in last week's podcast, see yourself as God sees you. A conqueror, a winner, on top, highly favored. See that. And that's what you say. And that's how you watch your words. Be blessed, and I hope you know you are. We can't end the podcast tonight without giving those of you who do not know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior an opportunity to get to know Jesus, to get to know the Father as truly Abba Father. So Melvin will lead you at this point in a word of prayer.
Just share with you, if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please simply pray the following prayer in faith, and Jesus will be your Lord. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I am calling on you. I pray and ask Jesus to come into my heart and be Lord over my life, according to Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if I shall confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I do that now. I confess that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I am now reborn. I am a Christian, a child of Almighty God. Hallelujah. I am saved. You also said in your word, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? In Luke 11:13, I'm also asking you to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, rise up within me as I praise God. I fully expect to speak with other tongues as you give me the utterance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Here's a snippet from Marvin Winans' Draw Me Close. Enjoy. D&I does not own the rights to the music.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down, yeah. He'll see.
Give up.